The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and let's go ahead and get started with this one from Woman's Day, Healthy Smile, Happy Heart. Brush up on a sneaky potential heart disease risk, poor oral hygiene. Here's what the research tells us so far. Gum disease is associated with an overall increased chance of developing heart disease. Severe gum disease can impact blood sugar levels, which can become a big problem for people with diabetes, a heart disease risk factor. Poor dental health increases the chance of bacterial infection in the mouth and bloodstream, through which it may travel elsewhere in the body and cause heart-related issues like blood vessel inflammation. Periodontal disease might also be linked to metabolic syndrome, a cluster of five characteristics, such as high blood pressure and excess belly fat, that boost the chance of cardiovascular disease. Try these three easy tweaks to your dental routine to keep your choppers and ticker strong. 1. Brush at least twice a day and floss at least once. If you're concerned about your flossing technique, try using a water flosser to help flush out particles you may have missed. 2. Use a tongue scraper or brush your tongue. With your toothbrush, trace a big X, then draw a line down the middle to zap its bacterial coating. 3. Make regular dental checkup and cleaning appointments so your dentist can alert you to any trouble. And a little quick did you know, an electric toothbrush like Philips One Rechargeable Toothbrush by Sonicare gives your teeth an extra thorough scrub. And you can buy it at usa.philips, that's philips.com. From Good Housekeeping, how to quit anything. 6 habits everyone should let go of today. Experts agree that relinquishing these common but less than ideal tendencies can help you feel emotionally grounded. Shopping for happiness. So much of our energy is spent chasing things we think will make us happy, says Amy Johnson, Ph.D., author of The Little Book of Big Change. I'll spell her last name, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. The next vacation, losing a few pounds. They never lead to lasting happiness. Teaching a niece how to read, having adventures with friends, working in a garden. Intangibles like these give us real warm fuzzies. Tracking who disappoints you. We all remember who didn't come to our party. This injustice collecting causes us to see the glass as half empty versus half full, says Renee Exelbert, Ph.D., a licensed psychologist and a New York University adjunct professor. Instead, embrace gratitude for those who do show up. Constantly checking your phone. Put your smartphone face down when you're with loved ones. We simply can't focus after so much online time. It shortens our attention span, says Watley. Try practicing being where you actually are. Comparing yourself to others. These are 6 habits everyone should let go of today. By learning to focus on ourselves instead of on others, we can decrease our stress and anxiety, increase our happiness and self-esteem, and live a more purposeful and authentic life, Exelbert says. Nourishing grievances. Holding on to anger and repressing angry feelings may increase blood pressure and the risk of coronary heart disease, Exelbert says. To switch gears, start journaling about all that's going well for you. And managing everything. Whether you're dealing with a group project at work or planning a family reunion, it's easy to fall into the trap of doing most of the work to ensure that the end result is perfect. But it's time to let other people pick up the slack. We go through life as if we're responsible for every outcome we experience, Johnson says. We fail to recognize just how much happens effortlessly. See what is working through us, for us, without effort needed, is a giant relief. Allowing others to shoulder some of the burden will lower your stress, and you may be pleasantly surprised with the outcome, even if it isn't perfect. How to quit sabotaging your sleep? If you start another episode of Squid Game at 1 a.m. with a hectic morning to come, you're engaging in what sleep experts call revenge bedtime procrastination. People who delay bedtime know it will lead to negative consequences, but do it anyway, says Michelle Drerup, a sleep medicine specialist at the Cleveland Clinic. Drerup says she's had an influx of patients who fail to go to sleep at a healthy hour, despite facing zero barriers to doing so. Sound familiar? Try these techniques. 1. Rethink your schedule. Your late-night habits may be fueled by not having enough free time. Take a hard look at your day to work in me time long before bed. 2. Set a recurring AM alarm. Rather than prioritizing a certain bedtime, focus on waking up at the same time every day, so your body's internal circadian clock will naturally create sleepy feelings at night. 3. Turn off autoplay. Letting go of TV in bed is hard to do, but disabling the autoplay function of Netflix or Hulu can help. 4. Block yourself. A browser extension, such as Rescue Time, or an app like Freedom, can physically kick you off social media or lock you out of your inbox at a certain time. And take steps, literally, to quit fighting. When someone ticks you off and you respond by lashing out, it's not healthy for you or your relationship. Walking away and ditching the anger will give you a better perspective and lower the toll on your mental and physical health. It doesn't mean you have to be happy with the situation. It's more about taking a breath to process, accepting what's happened, and then trying to calmly problem solve. How to quit overthinking. Thousands of years ago, the practice of turning stuff over in our minds, also called rumination, was wired into our brains to keep us from repeating dangerous mistakes, says psychiatrist Mimi Winsberg, MD. Now, with fewer minute-to-minute risks, overthinking can lead to hours of agonizing over mundane things. The trick for stopping this is to be compassionate with yourself. Start to notice when you're having these worried thoughts, says Adrienne Meyer, a clinical psychologist based in California. Then use these 4 tips to proactively leave them behind. 1. Do a reality check. Acknowledge when you're obsessing about something and ask yourself, can it be changed? Is this a problem that needs to be solved right now? If not, try to set the issue aside for the moment. 2. Distract yourself. Watch a movie or play a game. We can't focus well on 2 things at once, so keeping our brains busy helps us stop ruminating, Meyer says. Set a timer. Allow 5 minutes to edit an email instead of tweaking it for 30. Recognize when a pro could help. Self-help may not be enough if your overthinking is part of clinical depression or anxiety, says Dr. Winsberg. How to quit nail biting. Oh, I need this one. Up to 30% of people chew on their nails, and this habit can lead to a slew of health issues. The most common problem nail biters face is an infection caused by oral bacteria they introduce to sensitive skin around the nail bed, says Joshua Zeichner, MD, a dermatologist at Mount Sinai Hospital. Biting your nails may also cause damage to your teeth and to your jaw alignment over time, he adds. Experts say the behavior is often triggered by stress, anxiety, or boredom, and research suggests that it may also be genetic. To kick the habit, most people start by applying a foul-tasting lacquer, such as Orly No Bite, to deter themselves. But these strategies can also help, and there's 4. 1. Identify triggers. When and where do you start gnawing? While you write at your desk? When you meet with your kid's teacher? Pick up a pen and log when your urges occur. It's difficult to write or type and bite your nails simultaneously, says Megan McMacken, Ph.D., an anxiety-focused psychologist. Not only will writing help prevent you from putting fingers in your mouth, but also you'll become aware of scenarios in which you're likely to nibble, so you can plan ahead to implement a replacement behavior, such as using a fidget toy or chewing gum. 2. Trim the nails. Treat yourself to a luxe manicure and style your nails short. Forking over money may naturally discourage you from destroying the result with your teeth. Plus, it'll look nice and your cuticles won't be as pickable. 3. Cover them up. Try wearing gloves, bandages, or even press-on nails. Anything to physically hinder you from biting. And 4. Address the root issue. Sometimes nail biting stems from boredom, which might mean you need more of a challenge. At other times, the habit is an anxious reaction to troubling thoughts or feelings. Consider seeing a therapist if you're exhibiting other stress-related symptoms. And of course, head to a dermatologist if your fingertips become swollen, tender, or red, Dr. Zeichner says. 5 steps to avoid overeating. Front-load your pantry. Put less tempting snacks in plain sight and tuck away ones you'll eat mindlessly. Next, get more sleep. Sleeping less than 7 hours may trigger cravings for heavier foods. Next, avoid hunger. Eat 3 balanced meals a day and keep snacks with a mix of protein, fat, and fiber handy so you don't get hangry. Drink more water. Staying hydrated helps you clear and stay focused. Eat mindfully. Avoid television and phones. Engage with the plate in front of you. And 6 simple ways to help your heart. Unless your heart gives us, our hearts give us trouble, many of us have an attitude of benign neglect toward this most necessary organ. But a preventative approach is called for since about 1 in 16 women has some heart disease at age 20 and older, says the CDC, citing a 2019 report from the American Heart Association. And it's the leading killer of women in the U.S. Heart disease isn't just a disease for the elderly, says Marcus Smith, MD, a cardiologist with Oklahoma's Cardiovascular Health Clinic. So what to do about it? Start the eating, sleeping, and workout habits associated with good health now. And keep in mind, these habits don't necessarily have to be a chore. Take reducing stress, for instance, which plays a big role in having a healthy heart. This means that going on vacation, giving out hugs, or even petting a dog can help support your ticker. Here are a handful of science-backed, expert-recommended, and actually achievable heart-healthy habits you can pick up and stick with every day. There are 6. 1. Drink up. Grab your water bottle, fill it up, drink the whole bottle, then repeat. Hydration lets the heart work with greater ease, Dr. Smith points out. One metric for telling whether you're hydrated enough, he says, is whether your urine is clear. Not drinking enough is associated with higher heart rate and blood pressure problems. Other unsweetened beverages like seltzer and tea count too. 2. Make time to meditate. Stress from relationships, finances, and other issues has a physical effect on your body, says Dr. Smith, and we definitely know it can translate into health problems such as high blood pressure, irregular heartbeat, and other health ailments, he says. Meditation is a good option for relieving stress and lowering blood pressure. To get started, download an app such as Calm or search out a beginner YouTube video. 3. Mix it up. Doing something for the first time is what kids do pretty much all the time, and notice how much they giggle. So get in touch with your inner child, because when you let yourself explore and be playful, feel-good hormones are released, says Dr. Smith. This leads to improved blood pressure, which is good for your heart. From mastering TikTok to taking dance classes, to learning to knit, the options are endless. Hoof it. When changing into workout gear and queuing up an exercise video seems unappealing, try going for a walk. Both exercise and being outdoors have been known to lower blood pressure and improve mood, Dr. Smith says, and taking a moderately intense walk is just as effective as running for reducing your risk of hypertension and high cholesterol, according to a study in the journal Arteriosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology. 5. Pile on the produce. A 2019 study found that millions, yes, millions, of cardiovascular deaths around the world could be attributed to not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Opt for veggie-heavy meals and swap in fruit for other types of sweets when you're in snack mode. And 6, prioritize sleep. Semi-strict bedtimes aren't just for kids. Getting too little sleep is associated with both hypertension and coronary heart disease, according to the journal Current Cardiology Reviews. Aim for at least 7 hours a night, recommends the CDC. So set up your nighttime routine and set your alarm clock accordingly. And one last little sidebar, sip some tea. Cupping your hands around a warm mug and breathing in that comforting tea scent each day is a great opportunity for a mindful moment. But even better, drinking unsweetened black or green tea is an excellent way to take in flavonoids, natural compounds that have been linked to reduction in cardiovascular disease and provide other benefits. Each cup of unsweetened tea contains about 150 milligrams of flavonoids and no calories. And bonus, helps you meet your daily hydration goals. From Good Housekeeping, some great reads for the new year. There are 4. First, a feel-good read. The book Wahala, W-A-H-A-L-A, by Nikki May, M-A-Y. Anglo-Nigerian best friends Ronke, Boo, and Simi are the perfect trio, even if their lives are anything but. Ronke thinks her boyfriend might be the one, though her friends aren't sold. Boo feels unfulfilled by her role as a wife and mother. And Simi has glamour all figured out, but she's lying to her husband about wanting kids. When the wolfishly charming Isabel forces her way into their inner circle, she initially brings out the best in everyone. But before long, her presence exploits the tiny cracks in everything from their friendships to their home lives, and it all begins to topple toward a gasp-worthy conclusion. It's a fun, juicy read with a dash of drama, just like all the best friendships. A science fiction piece, the book How High We Go in the Dark by Sequoia Nagmata. Tasu, I will spell that, of course, N-A-G-A-M-A-T-S-U. When an archaeologist witnesses the unleashing of a long-buried plague, it changes the course of history. This hauntingly beautiful story focuses on how the human spirit perseveres through it all. With everything from a cosmic search for home to a theme park for terminally ill kids and a talking pig, it's a lyrical adventure that feels fantastical yet familiar. Next, a romantic comedy, 30 Things I Love About Myself, by Radhika Sanghani, S-A-N-G-H-A-N-I. Newly single freelance writer Nina isn't exactly flourishing, especially after she has to move back in with her depressed brother and her overbearing Indian mother. But when she finds herself reading a self-help book in jail on her 30th birthday, long story, she embarks on a journey towards self-love, learning lessons most of us could stand to hear. And last, a literary suspense book, Notes on an Execution, by Danya Kukavka, K-U-K-A-F-K-A. Serial killer Ansel Packer is going to die for his crimes in 12 hours. But as the clock ticks down, we get to know the women who passed through his life, including his desperate mother and the homicide detective who became obsessed with his case. It's a chilling, surprisingly tender tale of how each tragedy ripples through many lives. From Good Housekeeping's Beauty Lab... Question, what type of foundation is best for mature skin? Answer, as your skin ages, you may need to transition to a base formula that will help counteract skin dryness that can occur with time. Choose a water-based formation that has moisturizing ingredients like glycerin and hyaluronic acid, advises Erica Whelan, a makeup artist in Los Angeles and New York City. Foundations with sheer coverage and a dewy, luminous finish work best on women who are concerned about lines and wrinkles. Thicker matte bases are usually made to provide fuller coverage, which means they're packed with pigment that can settle into lines, causing them look more pronounced, she explains. To apply foundation for a youthful look, follow these simple steps. Use a sponge. Smooth on foundation with a damp makeup sponge, which will boost skin's glow and help avoid streaks. Remember, less is more. Start with a small amount and blend it thoroughly into skin over your entire face, including under eyes, on eyelids and up brow bones, and along both sides of the jawline. GH Beauty Lab Pick, L'Oreal Paris Age Perfect Makeup Radiant Serum Foundation SPF 50, available for $16 in drugstores. And suddenly everywhere, the new hydration booster, Slugging. What's that? There's a skincare craze taking over the internet for those with dry skin, especially come cooler weather. It's called Slugging, and it might be the secret to a plump, supple complexion. Don't worry, actual slugs aren't involved. Slugging is a Korean beauty trend that involves applying a thin layer of a petroleum-based ointment to your face as the last step in your evening skincare routine, says David Kim, MD, a dermatologist in New York City. It works by keeping the skin barrier intact and minimizing water loss by trapping moisture. He recommends slugging only for those with dry or mature skin. Skip it if your skin is oily, acne-prone, or combination. Good Housekeeping's Beauty Lab Pick, Seal Star Aquaphor Healing Ointment. $8, available in drugstores. And we move now to a couple of recipes from Good Housekeeping. In-season cabbage, from colorful red cabbage and ruffled Savoy to your basic green variety, there are so many sweet, crunchy picks to play with. Here's how to make the most of them. First, grilled green slaw. Cut half of a small green cabbage into 4 wedges and brush with olive oil. Grill flat sides down on medium-high until charred, 3 minutes per side. Cut into 1-inch pieces. Whisk together 2 tablespoons lime juice, 1 tablespoon rice vinegar, 1 tablespoon brown sugar, and 1/2 teaspoon each red pepper flakes and salt. Add grilled cabbage and 1/2 of a small Napa cabbage, cored and cut into 1-inch pieces, and toss to combine. Fold in 1 cup cilantro leaves. Another, sautéed red cabbage and apples. In a large skillet, cook 4 slices of bacon, chopped, on medium until crisp, 4 minutes. Add 1 large onion, sliced, and sauté, covered, 4 minutes. Add 1/2 of a head of red cabbage, cored and thinly sliced, 1 Gala apple, cut into 1/2-inch pieces, 3 tablespoons red wine vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper, and sauté until cabbage is just tender, 8 to 10 minutes. And I know I'm going to say this one wrong, but gochujang savoy roll-ups. Combine 2 1/2 tablespoons gochujang, I'm not even sure what that is, 2 tablespoons lime juice, 2 teaspoons honey, 2 cloves garlic pressed, and 1 tablespoon grated ginger. Toss with 1 pound large clean shrimp, which have been chopped. Arrange on a baking sheet and broil until opaque throughout, 3 minutes. Blanch savoy cabbage leaves until just tender, 1 minute. Drain and pat dry. Fill leaves with shrimp and top with sliced cucumbers and scallions. And from Woman's Day, sausage and pepper bake. Active time 10 minutes, total time 30, and it serves 4. We need 2 peppers, orange, red, or a combination, halved, seeded, and thickly sliced. 1 pint cherry or grape tomatoes, halved. 1 medium yellow onion, cut into 1-inch wedges. 1 clove garlic, finely chopped. 1 tablespoon olive oil. 1 teaspoon dried oregano. Kosher salt and pepper. 4 sweet or hot Italian turkey sausages, about 12 ounces, cut into 1.5-inch pieces. Heat oven to 400 degrees. On large rimmed baking sheet, toss peppers, tomatoes, onion and garlic with oil, oregano, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper, then toss with sausages. Roast until sausages are cooked throughout and begin to blister, and vegetables are golden brown and tender, 15 to 20 minutes. And another from Woman's Day, steak with beans and broccolini. Active time is 20 minutes, total time is 50, and it serves 4. We need 1 pound small cremini mushrooms, trimmed and halved, 1 bunch broccolini, trimmed and cut into 2-inch lengths, 4 cloves garlic, finely chopped, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon red pepper flakes, kosher salt and pepper, 2 1-inch thick New York strip steaks, about 1.5 pounds total, trimmed of excess fat, and 1 15-ounce can low-sodium cannellini beans, rinsed. Heat oven to 450. On large rimmed baking sheet, toss mushrooms, broccolini, garlic, oil, red pepper flakes, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Roast 15 minutes. Push mixture to the edges of the pan to make room for steaks. Season steaks with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper and place in center of pan. Roast steaks to desired doneness. 5 to 7 minutes per side for medium rare. Transfer steaks to cutting board and let rest 5 minutes before slicing. Add beans to baking sheet and toss to combine. Roast until heated through about 3 minutes. Serve beans and vegetables with steak. From Good Housekeeping. 3 ways to eat more beans. You know beans are a small meat alternative, but it can be easy to fall into a chili burrito chili culinary rut. Below, some beanspiration. 3 delicious ways to reap these pulses, protein, fiber, and antioxidant goodness. 1. Make crunchy bean croutons. Dawn Jackson Blattner, author of The Superfood Swap, her name Blattner, she suggests this. Toss 1 can of rinsed chickpeas with 1 tablespoon olive oil and seasonings. Roast at 400 degrees for 40 minutes, shaking every 10, and voila. Hack your meat. Replace 1/2 your burger meat with mashed pinto beans, or make chickpeas and lentils the stars of your next Taco Tuesday or Meatball Monday. And build a lunch bowl. Use bean-based rice as your base. Buy on Amazon or search online to find popular brands near you. Top with plenty of veggies, a drizzle of your favorite dressing, or even another protein. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.